You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Restaurants like Olive Garden are expanding the never-ending pasta bowl offer.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They hold out on you, Anna. I know because I just went and got it recently, and they used to do it a lot more often.
Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut just reported their sales are down 12% in the second quarter. And forget about all the poor locally owned restaurants, the small guys that are getting hit hard, too. People are trying to save money, and the number one thing they're doing is eating out less. And I get it. It's expensive to eat out.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive to eat home at this point right now. It's more expensive than it's been ever, really, right?
It used to be you didn't want to be a cheapskate, right? You didn't want that title. You didn't want to be a penny pincher. And now everybody's doing everything in their power to try to save money because everything costs so much.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out, what makes you a cheapskate? But a cheapskate in a good way, that it actually works.
So one of the things that I do, that we do in our house, and we are like religious about it, and every time we go into the store, we feel like we just committed armed robbery. But there's also a pride that comes with it, too, is, you know, my dogs, my love for my dogs, it's bougie, right? So my dogs get all the things, all the snacks, all the foods, and they have some, you know, ailments and stuff that you have to take care of, too. So all that stuff costs money, obviously. So I always buy gift cards, and I mean like thousands of dollars worth of gift cards every year, basically, and I do it when there's like 10 or 20% off, and I only do it then. And then we price match, Anna, and my wife is an ace with the 25% off price match.
So you buy the gift cards when they're on sale, and then you just stock them and
so
use them.
We buy those when they're on sale, so we never use cash, but then we also price match. So when we walk out of there, we save like literally like $150 every single time.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm looking on Google, because I Google, like, top cheapskate things that people do in a good way. Dumpster diving is number one. I don't suggest that.
I mean, you're going to need your tetanus shot. I would just be very careful if you're doing that.
Commute by bike? I mean, it depends where you live. If you're close, then sure. But
there is a guy that I pass every day. He's got one of those electric bikes on the way into work, and I just think that you need to be wearing brighter clothing.
That's
a public service announcement, bro.
Cutting your electricity by turning the lights off in your house. I that's my thing. I am constantly turning lights off in my house. I don't know why.
Yeah, we use a lot.
What's the thing that you do? 1-800-330-9999 that makes you a cheapskate. John.
I just take ketchup packets at every fast food restaurant I go to. Take the ketchup packets, the salt packets, the mustard packets. My wife hates it. She's like, why you keep doing this all the time? I'm like, think of how much money we are saving on these condiments every week.
Every week? How much ketchup do you use?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a kid at home that likes chicken nuggets, so like it works out.
We all do.
Right. What's your condiment that is the best coming from the restaurant?
First of all, the McDonald's barbecue sauce is unmatched. It is my favorite. The McDonald's barbecue sauce?
You love that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's
over Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I buy Sweet Baby Ray's for the house, but it's nothing like the McDonald's. I would take packets and packets of it. I steal it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me,
now
it's the soy sauce.
It so hard. It's so hard to do it.
Well, right, because they ask you, right?
Yes.
They're only giving you one. You used to be like, can I have a little bit extra? They hand you like four.
Not anymore.
Now there's one in the bag, and they look at you like all hard if you ask for an extra one at the drive-thru line.
Right.
Soy sauce is better in the packet than it is in the jar. I don't care what anybody says. It's the exact same type of soy sauce. Mm-hmm. You buy it with the exact, like, everything the same. And it tastes so much better in the packet for some reason. I don't know why. I have a whole bag full of soy sauce packets. I do.
Be careful because they dehydrate. Sometimes I bought them and I threw them in and they just evaporate. I'll go in like a long time later, just empty packets.
They don't last that long in my house.
I guess.
Nope.
Now, what makes you a cheapskate? What do you do to save some cash? 1-800-330-9999. What makes you a cheapskate? But in a good way. Everybody's trying to save some cash now. And it used to be a bad thing to be a penny pincher. Now you're awarded for being frugal.
Tomorrow, I'm going to make my wife drive my car to her job so that I can change her oil after I get out of work, Anna.
Ah, every time you say do that, though, I think that somebody's going to get hurt because I don't think you're actually qualified to do anything on a car.
It's an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
1-800-330-9999. Patrick, what do you do?
My cheapskate hack is I do shop at Aldi a lot because it's been saving me so much money. Like, you get a cart full of groceries for like $75.
No, but it's only certain stuff that I can get. I can't get everything at Aldi, but I can get certain stuff. Like, I love the chips. The chips are banging.
The tortilla chips, right?
Yes, those are really good. The saltines and the mayonnaise, bro. Have you tried the mayonnaise?
The mayonnaise is really good.
Oh, it's Berman's is Hellman's. Like, all of a sudden, like, Hellman must have had, like, a younger brother named Berm or whatever, and that's, like, that's how they got the mayonnaise, because it's
that's real good.
Real, real good.
Another thing I do to save money is I do work for the Postal Service, so I do get discounts because of that.
Oh, so you should be selling stamps in the back alley. That's what you should be doing.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up,
I could use
Patrick.
A stamp hookup.
No, because a lot of people don't know that their companies have websites that give them benefits at discount things.
Right.
My husband was like, oh, they always talk about this website where we could get stuff. He gave me the name of it. I went. I created a login. I wanted to kill him.
Right.
I was like, you've worked at this company for 3 years. Why didn't you give this to me? Like, even the tickets for Disney were a significant amount less.
But what you're doing may be illegal. But either way, congratulations. Right. Enjoy the mayonnaise.
Thanks, Patrick.
Anthony, what's your hack when you're trying to be a cheapskate?
Well, so a lot of restaurants and companies have birthday rewards. So I'll sign up for the app or, you know, for the website under different emails with different birthdays associated. And then I can go in and get those birthday rewards on many different days.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a good cheapskate hack.
Yeah, no, I think that that's smart. I mean, that system's there in place. And those programs that they set up, they're never getting the numbers that they want out of them anyway. So that product is just going away. Somebody else is snooching up those gift cards if you aren't.
Well, the thought process behind offering one free item or a dessert or whatever is that you're going to buy something else anyway.
Of course.
So if you just have it where you're going to go in and get that free thing, I mean, somebody's got to use it for what it's worth. Imagine you just go in there and you get your free coffee and walk out. 9 times out of 10, you probably won't do that.
If you do like your birthday tour, you know, you go one spot, next spot, next spot. You can have your drinks, your meal, your dessert.
Erica, how about you? What's your cheapskate hack?
My cheapskate hack is, I would buy something that I know I need to use, such an example as a tool, use it, and return it. I bought a hammer to hang up a picture and got my money back.
But a hammer is something that you kind of probably should have.
Yeah, I feel like you should keep that hammer. I did this I fully intended to do it with a pressure washer, and then it's still in my garage. Somehow that pressure washer won me over, Anna.
We talked about it.
Yep.
I thought it was wrong because you power washed everything and it seemed, I don't know, unethical.
Ironically, that one that I had bought, it did stop working. It was only the last day that I needed to continue cleaning stuff up that I went to turn it back on and it didn't work. So I returned that one.
I got a brand new one. Okay.
Brought that one home, finished the job that one day. And then was like, well, the other one was pretty good right until it broke. And now I kept this one. Does that make me see again? Now I feel like I might be an idiot. The other one broke. It was the same one.
I mean, how often do you pressure wash things?
Not often enough. That means the next time I take it out, guess what? Probably going to be broken.
No, that's not the right way to think about it. You just had a fluke. That power washer is going to last you the rest of your life. You did the right thing.
Go back and take that thing back today.